For the past week, activists in Portland have gathered at Laurelhurst Park to take a stand in support of the houseless community there after a raid was threatened. These are some of the voices from the press conference that was held by houseless activists in Laurelhurst Park this past Friday, April 2nd, 2021.
We're here in support of this community, and we need to remember that whenever we are here, we need to be communicating with this community and the residents that are here. We also need to be aware that it's easier to get publicity in these nicer, wealthier neighborhoods, like in the Southeast. We need to be aware of the other folks that are further out, that are in lower socioeconomic areas of the city, houseless populations that need to be taken care of as well, while we're being mindful of this one, because we all stand in solidarity together here with this houseless community. Whenever you are making connections with houseless folks, that intention and not network, like intention to make a connection and not network with them is important. I think the most easy thing you could do for someone that's living on the street is ask them what their name is. You know, like it could be the first time, like it's a very humanizing thing for someone that's not where they're at to just ask them how they are and remember these details about these people because they're people. And, you know, and like that's what it comes down to, honestly, is these are people being treated like this. And there's people being shot by cops, and it's just not right. These systems can't be tolerated. And that's why we come out together, and that's why we need to be here together with each other. That's why it's important for abolitionism to be just a unilateral, all-around endeavor. So thank y'all. I got a lot of love for this community and everyone out here. I'm going to go ahead and introduce the first speaker today. We have someone named Katie. Katie has been... They've been in and off. They've had housing they haven't. That's what happens whenever disenfranchised folks can't have housing security. But yeah, let's give it up for Katie. They're coming up right now.
I don't know if any of you know my situation. Yes, I do live in my car, and I was and am a tenant at Westmoreland Park. In January, I was assaulted brutally by Rapid Response. My friend had his home swept, if that's what you want to call it. I think it was just like I don't even have the words to say what it's like. I feel my heart goes out to everybody who has this problem. I mean, we're all together. We all got to band together and be there for each other. Anyway, my friend's home was being swept, and I told him that what was going on, and he pulled up to where it was happening. The boss at that time, when my friend got out and said, "Hey, you guys are my shit," and the guy says, "I'm getting my gun." He went and got a weapon, a firearm. They're not police. They don't have the right to do that to us. Anyway, the boss decided to choke out my friend, got him in a chokehold till he passed out, and then slammed him to the ground and pulled what I call a George Floyd on him. He was down on him with his knee on his neck, and I ran over to tell him, you know, get the hell off my friend. And someone grabbed my arms and pulled them back, and I said, "Hey, I have titanium rods holding my spine together. Back off, I'm disabled." You know, was doing nothing but standing there and saying, "Get off my friend, you're hurting him." I'm sorry, I get really emotional and usually start crying when I even talk about any of this. They grabbed my arms from behind and held me. This one guy grabbed his little rake and ran over and slammed me in the ribs and cracked my ribs. I managed to get loose and turned around and I punched that right in the head, tackled me to the ground. And I'm still screaming, I'm disabled, get off me, you're hurting me. They don't care. They don't care. They don't care who they hurt. They don't care. None of them did. They were laughing at the fact that I got beat up. You know, we're all just nothing to them. We all need to do this and stand together, united solidarity, you know?
Okay, everyone, this is Karen.
Yeah, the incident that happened to me with the construction company was not unusual. Just this time, it was the last straw for me. I finally did something about it. I stopped, and when he was videotaping me, I said, you want to play the video game? Let's play the video game. So I started recording him. I actually got a minute and a half of threats on my video of him threatening me to have his company was basically gonna make my life hell and stuff like that. It's not unusual. It happens to us all the time. We're all homeless. We know what happens. But it's not right. I shouldn't have to fear stepping out of my vehicle to walk my dogs or take my cats out to have a little fun in the bushes. I should be able to live my life without the threat of the police coming down and telling me I have to move my trailer because somebody called and complained. What have I done to you? I haven't done anything. While you're in business, we don't even, I know, I saw it, I felt it. We don't even get out of our vehicle. If we do, it's to run to the store real quick and we're right back in the vehicle. So what have I done to disrupt your business? What have I done to disrupt your life? Sweeps are not the answer. There are so many of us out there that are employed. We work for a living. And every time you sweep us, we lose money. We have to replace everything you have taken. We have to go back and lose time at our jobs because we have to come and move either our vehicles or our tents. You have just disrupted 3 days of work for me, for my husband. I can't even go to work. I have to stay home and protect my home from somebody coming and taking it from me. And that's not right. I should be able to leave that house, sit for the 8 hours I have to go to work and come home to the safety that anybody with a house does. Just because I'm not making enough to live in that high-rise apartment that you're so proud of, that just was built for you, so you could spend $2,000 in an apartment and have somebody like my husband come in and work in it to make it all fancy for you, you think it's all great. Then you turn around and you come down on those of us that are living on the street. The man who just built your house is one of those people living on the streets. And you have just taken 3 days out of his work schedule to make him move his home because you have an issue with us being homeless and below the poverty level. We don't make enough to pay $2,500 for a two-bedroom apartment for three people. Just don't have it. Can't make it. Not with only one person working. And somebody has to stay home because if we don't, Piedmont's going to be at my door or rapid response or somebody is going to come knocking on my door and tell me I have to move my home. And if I'm not there, they'll just steal it. I'm sorry. It's not taking it. They're stealing my home. They have stole so much for us over the past 9 years. 9 years. My husband and I could have been on our property by now. We could have paid it off. We could have paid it off and sat out there on our property and built our home like we're planning on. For 3 years, we've been playing on property rather than trying to deal with the city that doesn't have any help for our category of people. Anybody above 35 and up the retirement age gets no help from this city. We are not eligible for any of the funding unless we go through the programs that are made for the drug addicts, the alcoholics, the drug dealers, the abusers, the abusees. If you're not in any of those special categories that they have out there, you get no help from this city. My husband and I have made it for 9 years on our own, working and trying to build a life here. We have once been in an apartment. We lost the apartment because we couldn't afford it on our own, and the roommate we had wasn't living up to their end of the deal. So we lost our apartment, put us back on the streets. At that point, that's when we decided to buy our property, because it's the only way out, because the city has no help for people who are in our category. We need the support of the people, not tromping us down and beating us back into the ground. We need your help to show that this city and the corrupt, I'm sorry, it is the corrupt government here, the mayor and all of them, they're just out for the richer. They want to make it convenient for them to walk into this city and spend their money without seeing the true underneath of what they have done. They have pushed us all to the point. I've even had cops tell me when I've asked them where to go, you know what they told me? Leave Portland. We don't want you here. You get told all you need is a backpack when you're homeless. That's all you need is a backpack. I'm not supposed to have anything. I'm not supposed to have my companion animal. I'm not supposed to have my service animal. I don't bring him with me because he's a big dog and people are afraid of him. And all because the cops have made people afraid of my animal, because they tell everybody that the homeless animals are aggressive. And how do they do this? Because every time they see a homeless animal, get your dog under control. Take care of your animal. And they'll push you back. They will even pull their gun on your dog. How do I know? They've done it. I've been through the torture and the terror this city puts people through. I've been through sweeps. I've been in a tent. I've lived down right on the river. I've lived at the Veracruz Esplanade. I have been in a motorhome. I have been in tents. I have been without a tent, and I have been in a trailer. I have been in my van, and I have been in a Jeep. I have been in multiple, and it doesn't matter where you are or what you are in. The sweeps are wrong. You disrupt our lives, and you take our money, and you steal our belongings. And I'll tell you this, I've actually watched cops pocket pieces of people's stuff. I've watched them put a Walkman, an MP3 player or a video in their vehicle and take it home and say, I videotaped it once. Say right there on a videotape, oh, my kid will love this for Christmas. And I've watched it. I've had cops threaten me. I'm 5'3½. What am I going to do to you? I'm 105 pounds. How am I going to hurt you? Oh, my words hurt you because I confronted you with the truth. And that's the only reason I have been threatened. I've been put in handcuffs because I've spoken the truth. I'm not one of the ones to be pushed around anymore. I quit being pushed around by the cops. I got tired of it. I got tired of being pushed around by companies. It's not right. I finally stood up. I finally have a voice, and I'm finally using it. The sweeps are wrong. They do nothing but benefit the mayor and his rich friends.
It's amazing to see young girls like that have the passion for this, what they're doing. And me, I see it every day. I watch it every day. Them girls have become kids of mine because I love that they love unconditionally people in these streets. We need to be that way. We need to have that same passion in our hearts and our minds to deliver this message that we have. That's why I told you concentration is a big word. We have to concentrate. We have to really be focused. Do you know we started this thing years ago with a thing called Dignity Village? Have you heard of that? And you see what the city did? Oh, boy, they gave us everything we needed because what? We did not stand down. We standed up.
You've been listening to the voices of houseless activists speaking at Laurelhurst Park in southeast Portland. Supporters continue to gather at the park on a daily basis as the threatened raid may come any moment.